It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Summertime means not just baseball season in Pittsburgh, but also soccer season. Pittsburgh has a professional soccer team. It's called the Pittsburgh Riverhounds. They play their games in Station Square at the new stadium built there specifically for soccer. Here to talk about the Riverhounds and the history of soccer in Pittsburgh is our sports guy, Bob Dvorak, sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. His video blog is called Sportsnet. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Paul. You're talking about the beautiful game.
That's what Pele called it. Is it a beautiful game as it's played by the Riverhounds? And who are the Riverhounds, and what is this league that they play in?
Well, yeah, it's the reintroduction of soccer to Pittsburgh. Beautiful stadium. I mean, small and intimate, but with a great view of the city. And, you know, another attempt by soccer to catch on in a city where it hasn't had a very good history. Honestly, you know, they've tried to establish soccer here in 1967, and it's had its fits and starts. Everybody keeps waiting for the soccer players in the local area and the soccer families to start coming out to games. And maybe this is the time that they do.
Why is it that soccer, professional soccer, has not caught on in Pittsburgh, a city with the Eastern European Slavic heritage, which produces a lot of the great stars in European soccer?
There could be any number of reasons. It's hard to pinpoint one. I think, first of all, baseball was so established in Pittsburgh, and then the Steelers with the football, and later on the Penguins with hockey, where they were, yeah, it's not that big of a city. It can support three franchises, but catching on with supporting a soccer team was always something that they've struggled with. And, you know, I know there's a very heavy European bent in this city, so many countries represented, but soccer was just not a game that was played locally in the industrial age, in the 20s and 30s and 40s. Some people consider, we call soccer the beautiful game. Some people look at it as a guy trying to push a rock up a hill. It's just boring. The scoring isn't there. It's it's just tough to get behind players and identify with them.
Which was the first professional soccer team to take the field in Pittsburgh?
Oh, that would be the Pittsburgh Phantoms in 1967, played at Forbes Field. Cove Prinz was one of the players on that team. They averaged 4,000 fans a game. So it and, unfortunately, disbanded before the playoffs started.
4,000, did they make the playoffs?
No, they disbanded before that. They went through four coaches that first year, too. Tough time for soccer coaches in Pittsburgh. But, of course, and you know, you've been to Forbes Field. It's really not set up for the fans to enjoy a soccer game. If the field was in the outfield, there might be a rumor that they were playing, but you couldn't see much.
So averaging 4,000 at Forbes Field, which is a stadium that is no longer there, but when it was, it held over 40,000 fans. It doesn't seem like a large crowd, but in the new stadium that the Riverhounds play in, 4,000's about as much as they can hope for, which they'd be happy with.
Right, and that would represent pretty much a full house, which would give it a really good vibe because the fans are so close to the field and close to the players, as opposed to, you know, being so far removed from the field at Forbes Field.
So is it just a matter of perception then, as far as they're not getting any better attendance, but somehow there's this idea that the Riverhounds can make a go of it? Why is that? Is there lower overhead? What's going on there?
Well, I think that the bet is that you know, soccer has been played for a couple of generations now in Pittsburgh, and you know, the high schools have their soccer teams. They have the girls' soccer programs, so you know, there's a cross section of people who play this game, and they're hoping that this becomes a cross section of fans who turn out to watch the game. I know that you've played soccer in your illustrious athletic career, Paul. I, too, have tried my hand at the game. My daughters played. Now my granddaughters play. But we've never gone to a game as spectators.
So might you do it now?
No. Not yet. I don't know. It's probably, it would be, if there was a chance to go down, it would be enough of a novelty to see it and maybe let the grandkids see what a real soccer game is like. Not that what they do isn't important, because, you know, I've seen them cry when they don't score goals and see them sky high when they do come off the field winning and having scored.
Youth soccer is indeed very big in the United States and certainly here in the Western Pennsylvania area. As far as professional soccer goes, the league that the Riverhounds play in it's not a high-profile league like, for example, the MLS, Major League Soccer, which has teams like the Los Angeles Galaxy, which David Beckham played for, of Bend It Like Beckham fame, Landon Donovan, and others. Is there a chance that Pittsburgh could get a franchise in the higher profile league that might play at a place like Heinz Field, for example?
Right. That was always the speculation, Paul, when Heinz Field was built, that that one of the options would be to use that field not just for 10 games for the football team, but also to utilize it in the spring and let have a soccer team compete there. Those were the hopes. They haven't come to fruition yet, and stadium opened in 2001.
Is there a chance that Pittsburgh, that Heinz Field, could host a World Cup qualifying game? For example, the United States is playing Mexico in a very big match in Columbus, Ohio in September. If a city like Columbus can attract a match like this, why not Pittsburgh?
Well, that's a good question, and I think there is a chance, and I think it would come down to what the city could offer in the way of a bid, an offer sheet to host one of these games. We saw it with the Frozen Four when the college teams came in to play at Console Energy Center for the College National Championship of Hockey, that there was a boost of interest, and the city supported it. This is an event town. I mean, yeah, they want to see their teams win, and they love their sports, but they also would turn out to an event. A World Cup quality soccer game would be an event. I think people would show up for it.
Our guest is Bob Dvorak, our sports guy. He's sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and his video blog is called Sportsnet. We are coming to the end of another indoor football season in Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Power, which has been around since the Console Energy Center has been open, which is for the last 3 years, wrapping up what has not been a very successful season for them, at least in terms of their one-loss record. How about at the gate? How is indoor football doing in Pittsburgh?
No, I think they're just barely hanging on. I mentioned, this is a city that embraces winners. If you don't win, you don't get much of a following. Or you must have star power there. And they just don't seem to have, at the skill positions, quarterback, wide receiver. It's just not catching on, that there's no link there. So it's been a struggle the first couple of years, and I don't know, it's supposed to be, to use the arena. It's an alternate way, to use the arena and to bring fans in. But if they don't do better, on the field, they're not going to do well at the gate.
And so the future, will they be back next year, the Power? That one of their owners is former Steeler Hall of Famer, Lynn Swann. He's certainly a high-profile celebrity in this community. Can he keep that franchise going?
Good question. I haven't heard anything that says they won't, but I think it would always be an option that they might pull the plug when they look at the bottom line. And I know Lynn Swann was committed to this team and this franchise and having it here, and one certainly wanted to do much better than they have. So I think they'll review that after the season concludes.
Bob Dvorak is sports writer emeritus for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and his video blog is called Sportsnet. Bob, as always, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Thanks for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. You can check out any of our past programs or segments of the show by going to our website at wesa.fm. This is Pittsburgh's NPR news station, WESA 90.5 FM, and I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We'll see you tomorrow with another edition of Essential Pittsburgh.